it appears that what's happening is that the galaxy is causing us to shift in frequency on a very intrinsic level. And this gets back to the idea that we are multidimensional beings. And when you have an out-of-body experience, it's not like you're projecting out-of-body so much as that you are entering into another aspect of your being that coexists with your body and may appear to be located in your body insofar as your subjective perception leaves your body and goes somewhere else. But believe me when I say that we have a hierarchy of bodies that are off doing their own things in various locations, and what happens, according to these sources from what I hear, is that 2012 is like a Stargate effect that will happen throughout the entire solar system and essentially pushes us into a higher energetic frequency, which gives us the abilities that many of these visitors already have. So that appears to be why they're gathered at this time. Henry Deacon is well aware of it. Daniel is well aware of it. Henry Deacon's 2012 testimony I find very fascinating. I don't want to just ramble here. If you have a specific question,
I'll go ahead with that, and then I want to get into Sergeant Clifford Stone again, because the things he has talked about fascinate me. But 2012 is always high on the list here, David.
Okay. Well, one of the things that Henry Deacon said about it is that they have concluded, they meaning the Black Ops community, have concluded that this is basically an irreversible event. That it's literally like there's this tidal wave coming towards us in the galaxy of energy, and there's nothing we can do about it. It's going to hit us. It's going to hit us around the end of 2012. We're already breaching the boundary of this energy now, and I have a lot of different information that we could go into if we had more time to describe, in fact, that the entire solar system is experiencing climate change just like the Earth. And on your website, we listed some of the most recent data points, including the fact that the sun's magnetic field has shrunk by 25% in just the last few years.
It's huge.
Oh, yeah. And between 1997 and 2000, there was a 300% increase in the amount of dust coming into the solar system from the galaxy, which again suggests that we're moving into an area where there's more stuff, more energy, more dust. Solar flare recently in 2005 hit the Earth in 15 minutes. And the estimates were that it was supposed to take 2 or 3 hours to get here. So that means that all these, all the ways in which they were trying to like predict sunstorms and be able to prevent them and protect the satellites by turning them out of the way, doesn't work anymore. You only have 15 minutes to react now, and that's a whole change of state in the energy of the solar system. So it's very important for people to remember that what we're doing right now is recovering Black Ops testimony, which I understand cannot be proven. However, I have hundreds and hundreds of little tidbits of scientific data that help back up these things. So 2012, according to Henry Deacon again, is an actual rift in space and time. It literally represents a fundamental harmonic change in the way that time functions. So that basically our perception of time and even the way that clocks would run will change on an intrinsic level. And more importantly, when we get into the wider picture of what's going on, we have testimony from the 1950s in which people were contacted by UFOs, brought on board the ships, and given various messages, which then extended into telepathic communication. This includes books by George Hunt Williamson, such as Road in the Sky. Road in the Sky is the description of a Stargate. And in this book, which was originally published in 1958, it was one of his later books, actually, he describes messages from the extraterrestrials saying that there was going to be interplanetary climate change, describing that the planets would appear to be changing, which is what we're now seeing.
And that was 50 years ago.
50 years ago. And these guys, these extraterrestrials, are saying that this would fulfill all the ancient prophecies about the coming of a golden age on Earth. So they're not doom and gloom at all. They're saying that we're actually heading into a dimensional shift. And I find it fascinating because if they tell you that the solar system is going to be doing this before it happens, and then you see the proof, then why would you be willing to discount what they say about what it's going to do? And this gets back to the idea that, you know, is there a loving creator that has created these human life forms on all the different planets? And if we are having a natural cycle that's changing the whole solar system and the Earth, it seems really disingenuous to think that the whole purpose of all this is to vomit us off the surface of the Earth. It makes a lot more sense to think that this is some sort of grand design, just like the channeling from 50 years ago was saying, that the purpose is to promote our evolution and get us to the next level in which the kind of qualities that we attributed to people like the Master Jesus are no longer in the realm of supernatural, but are very ordinary. Things like levitation, telekinesis, time travel becomes something that everybody can do without even having to exert yourself.
I think as we move into 2012, David, a lot of the things you've talked about are going to become more and more evident, if they haven't already, for a lot of people.
Well, let me just add one little thing which I use when skeptics attack me on this point. And that is that if you get into the greater body of scientific material that I've put together, of which, again, we don't have the time to go into in one show, there is enough groundbreaking information, scientific in nature, to be accepted on a large level within our society. It almost is the de facto equivalent of the fulfillment of the 2012 prophecy. So that gets back to this thing where you have to wonder, is it possible that these prophecies are metaphorical in nature, that we're here basically to solve our own problems, and once we do, we will be welcomed into this greater community of people in the galaxy, and by the time they get done sharing their technologies with us, and the way in which our society will have changed once that happens, would be the de facto fulfillment of those prophecies. And there are records from Mr. X, one of the original witnesses from Project Camelot, who recently died in a very suspicious way, I might add. He was getting ready to come forward on a much larger level and may have actually come on coast. And all of a sudden, he has a problem that looks suspect in terms of why he died. This was only a month ago. Mr. X's testimony included the fact that he saw documents saying that the ETs basically told our government, hey, you can cover up the truth, you can say whatever you want, but when it comes to the end of 2012, we're going to show up in massive numbers, and there isn't a darn thing you can do about it.